the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 7th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The once every 5-year farm bill will likely be extended to 6 years this time around, as Congress seems months away from finding a path forward, if not longer.
The legislation governs an array of agriculture and food programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP, which Democrats typically want to expand and Republicans want to trim. Aaron Shire with the National Farmers Union says SNAP is the nation's most significant anti-hunger program, and the union is eager for Congress to pass a bill that protects and strengthens the program.
It's very much about those nutrition programs, making sure those nutrition programs remain strong. The Farm Bill's been described as a Swiss Army knife. There are many different tools to address many different challenges.
Nearly 23% of New Mexico's population is enrolled in SNAP, the highest of any state. I'm Roz Brown.
Environmental advocates want the bill to include more money for climate-smart farming. While the GOP is focused on increasing subsidies for three specific southern crops, peanuts, cotton, and rice. Now from CNN, they size it up this way. Donald Trump brought his bombastic rhetoric to the witness stand Monday in the civil fraud trial against him and his business as he spent his time on the stand attacking the New York Attorney General who brought the case and the judge overseeing the trial itself. CNN notes that Trump's testimony at times mimicked his appearances on the campaign trail, where the former president has made the four criminal cases against him, along with the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case, a central part of his argument to be elected president again in 2024. The Biden administration has proposed a rule to help people save more in retirement and avoid junk fees from unscrupulous financial advisors.
According to the White House, a financial advisor may receive a commission as high as 6.5% to recommend some insurance products, posing a conflict of interest. After 36 years of service as an educator, Melandia Franklin Corpus finally reached her retirement milestone last May. But as soon as she filed for retirement 6 months prior, she said a flood of calls and solicitations started to pour in from financial advisors pitching retirement services and plans with few details.
One guy called me and it was almost a pressure sale type thing. You know, this offer is only going to be good for this week, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I don't make a commitment based on that. Please send me some information. Let me look at it.
The new proposal is intended to standardize the rules for everyone paid to offer retirement advice and sell retirement products. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is Public News Service. We head next to Indiana, where no county has enough mental health professionals to meet the local needs, according to the Rural Health Information Hub. Add to that an overall mistrust of the healthcare system by many people of color, and there's an unmet need.
Nonprofit community center Flanner House has opened a facility geared for the mental health needs of Black Hoosiers. Morningstar Afrocentric Wellness Center Director Bawana Clements says he and Flanner House Executive Director Brandon Cosby envisioned opening the center after seeing that young Black men seemed unresponsive to traditional therapeutic models.
Wouldn't it be nice if we had an agency to prevent the challenges and difficulties of having to retell your story over and over to people who may or may not understand it?
He says the center offers individual couples and family counseling, as well as bereavement therapy for young people who have suffered a loss due to violence or trauma. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Meantime, the fall season, especially around the end of daylight savings time, prompts plenty of reminders regarding home fire safety.
Turning back your clock is often linked with messaging to change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Captain Anthony Lorenz of the St. Cloud Fire Department feels one thing that isn't commonly known as much as it should be is that these devices no longer work after a certain point.
Typically, smoke detectors have a useful lifespan of maybe 8 to 10 years, and then regardless of the battery status or the status on the wall, it needs to be replaced just to make sure that it's still actively detecting the things in the home.
For low-income households or those who are physically unable to check a detector, he points to a program led by the American Red Cross of Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Folks can go online to schedule a safety visit for a free device or to have one installed. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Shantia Hudson lets us know a new law in Alabama is helping thousands regain their driving privileges after license suspension for debt-related reasons.
Senate Bill 154 allows individuals to miss one court appearance or two payments before facing suspension. Previously, even a single missed payment or court date could result in a license being revoked. Alabama Appleseed's Leah Nelson conducted a survey on fines and found they put a strain on working families and keep them trapped in a cycle of debt.
People were on the regular giving up things like utility payments, food and medicine and rent, making really desperate sacrifices so that they could make payments towards their legal debt. They were taking out payday loans.
Alabama faces low workforce participation, and many people with suspended licenses struggle to find work. This is by Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.